Hello, friends. Welcome to Abide and Thrive Podcast. I am Bria, your host, and I am so glad you're here. Join me every Tuesday as we learn to abide in Him together, unravel scripture, and to have deep and encouraging conversations. But before we start, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a review, rate, and download this podcast. Your review not only helps me as your host, but it also helps future listeners. And so I hope you have your journals and I hope you have your pens ready because we're going to go into this episode together. Hello, I've missed you guys so much. Welcome to episode 2 of season 2. Oh my goodness. I just want to just talk about what my heart and vision is for this season. And so we're just going to hop right in. Let's pray before we start. So, Lord, I thank you so much, God, for just your word. I thank you, God, for who you are, for the nature and the character of your love, the nature and character of how kind you are, and just the father and the friend you are to us, Lord. I pray that you would just use my voice as I speak on this episode, Lord, of my heart and my vision, Lord. I pray that you would just have your way on this episode. In your name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Alrighty, friends. So this is going to be a quick episode. I just kind of want to share my vision and my heart for season 2. I hope you all enjoyed the first episode with Emma, my friend Emma. She did such a great job, and I really believe the Lord used that conversation to just bring more insight about the topic of oppression and what that looks like in our church and how to be free from that, how the Lord freed her from oppression. And I honestly don't think it's talked a lot about. I don't think it's talked a lot about in church. And so I'm really glad we were able to have that conversation on the podcast, and I just really hope that it was helpful, and I hope that it encouraged you and also just allowed you to check your heart and to check yourself and just kind of have that time with the Lord and asking Him to reveal to you things that you probably weren't aware of. And so, very thankful for that conversation, and I hope you all enjoyed that. First episode of season 2, I'm so excited for many more conversations like that on the podcast. Before we start, I'm going to pray us in, and I just kind of want to talk about, what I want from this podcast and what I hope to give you all from this podcast. And so, here we go. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for season 2, God. I pray that you would just have your way on this podcast. I pray that each conversation will be filled with your presence, Lord, and your spirit. I pray for listeners, Lord, who hears the podcast episodes from season 1 all the way up until now, or even if they're listening for the first time. I pray, God, that you will touch their hearts and that you will reveal to them, Lord, ways they can learn to abide in you more, God, or ways they could learn to see you differently, or just more of your presence in their lives, God. Lord, I thank you so much, and more revelation in their life, God. I thank you so much for using my voice, God. I pray for just breakthrough, and I thank you, God, for just this community and the foundation that you've given me, Lord, to start this podcast. And I just pray that it will be a blessing to those who listen. In your name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Alrighty, guys, so I want to talk about my heart, and we're just gonna jump right in. So my heart for the podcast is still based of John 15, and I'm actually going to read that scripture a little later, but that's still my heart. And I also have a heart for young adults, and honestly, not just young adults, but those before me and after me, because I believe that this podcast could help and be useful and helpful in so many ways to all people, and not just young adults in my generation, but those in generations before me and those in generations before me. I think about like my sister and my brother and how their generation, their people groups can really benefit from the conversations that are going to be had on this podcast. And I believe the Lord will really really use this to help people and to just bring more insight and encouragement, and having deep and meaningful conversations, I believe, will really be a light in so many dark places. And so yeah, that's my heart. I really pray that just it could be a vessel and a light and a voice in our society, because there's so much going on. There's so many voices, so much confusion. So I just pray that this podcast could be an anchor and a light in our world today, especially in our society, as young adults and as adults. Yeah, so that's kind of my heart. That's my vision for this podcast. And I really want to have more conversations, deeper conversations about different topics that we face as believers and as people living in this world today. You don't have to be a believer to walk through the same things that everyone walks through. And so just having deeper conversations about things that we go through, like maybe like we're going to be having conversations about grief and what community looks like, and orphan heart, and how to abide in the Lord in the midst of chaos, and obedience, and so much more. And so I'm so excited to have those deep conversations with people who've actually walked through these things with the Lord, and actually had to go through like the fire to be able to like talk about how the Lord has helped them in that season, and how they got through that season. And not all of it's like bad stuff, but a lot of it's like obedience, just topics like that. I feel like are so important to talk about as a church and as followers of Jesus in today's society, because we hear so many things from the world telling us to do so many other things and telling us to believe certain things. And so I believe having this conversations of truth and light, and yeah, it's gonna be so good. And so I just kind of want to read John 15 again to you guys, just to remind you of the heart behind the podcast. And so I'm gonna start from John 15 verse 1. It says, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, but he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's cut off from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." That's a big one, guys. I love that. "Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father." And so really my heart is John 15:4-5. It says, "Remain in me and I remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's cut off from the vine." And so we cannot produce fruit if we're not abiding in the Lord, if we're not spending time in his word, if we're not spending time in community, if we're not spending time to get to know who our Father is. And so that's my big heart, is I want to create more content that encourages you to get to know the Father from our conversations. After I have a conversation on the podcast, I hope that it puts on your heart to, it's on your heart to like have more time with the Father, more time with God, to find that quiet place and just kind of go over what we've talked about on the podcast and ask the Lord to just reveal those things to you. Grab your journal and grab some pens and really journal and jot down some things while you're sitting with the Father. And I promise He will speak to you, because He desires that with you. He desires a relationship with you. Alrighty, so back to the scripture. It says, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it's cut off from the vine. You cannot be fruitful unless He remain in me. We cannot be fruitful as believers, as Christians. We cannot do God's work, the things that He's placed in our heart to do, if we are not in communion with Him, if we're not abiding in Him. And so I think it's important that we keep that in the forefront of our mind to put Him first in our lives. To like, we're nothing without Him. As followers of God, we're nothing without Him. And so we can do nothing on our own will. And so learning to also abide in the Lord, putting Him first, learning to hear His voice and be aware of Him, learning to be aware of the Holy Spirit, is important. So you can't do anything out of your own will. It has to be through the Father and through His anointing. And so that's one part. Verse 4 says, remain in me and I will remain in you. Oh, guys, we already read that. I'm so sorry. Verse 5. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And I just kind of went over that. Apart from God, we are nothing. We can do nothing in our own power, in our own will. And we need Him. Like, that's our, we need, it's just like we need food to eat and water to live. We need Jesus to do this walk. We need Jesus to survive. Sure, the world offers us so much. You know, the world, it's like a silver platter, but those things are so temporary, and those things will just leave us dry and dead. And so, yeah, I just really believe that's my heart. Is I feel like our culture and our society and just this generation and generations with an S, are so caught up in this busy culture and so caught up with like just lack of discernment, and also there's so much distraction going on, and so many voices. And so I really believe that this is like something the Lord's placed on my heart to really talk about and share, and that we need to learn to go back to Him and to be with Him and learning to abide in Him. And that's the only way we could thrive, is by abiding in our Father. And so that's kind of my heart for, well, not kind of, that is my heart for this podcast for season 2. I'm really, really excited to have conversations with people about like real life challenges that we face as believers, and just hearing how the Lord taught them in that season. And I just really hope you guys are ready and excited for what the Lord's going to do and the conversations we're going to have. I definitely want to have more of those conversations, and yeah, I'm so excited. Guys, thank you so much for listening and supporting the podcast. I really hope that you're enjoying it so far. And also, if you haven't listened to the conversation with Emma in episode 1, I pray that you would go back and listen to it. I hope so, because it was so good, and I really think that it could definitely give you some insight on a lot of topics we discussed about oppression, depression, and how to fight those things, how to fight the schemes of the enemy with the Word of God in some practical ways too. So, which the Word of God is practical, but, you know, just other ways we can fight those things. And so I really hope you're enjoying the season. I really appreciate the community that's being built around this podcast and the support that everyone has shown. It means so much to me and so much to my heart. And so I'm just so thankful, and I really pray that this encourages you to start something the Lord's placed on your heart, because time is running out and someone needs your voice. And so someone needs your obedience. And so giving God your yes and just saying, God, absolutely yes, you have my yes, you have my obedience, and I will go and share your good news, share who you are, because you are a life saver, you are a chain breaker, and he saves, he's so good, and he's so worth sharing. So I just really pray that this encourages you to start something, to share something the Lord's placed on your heart for his glory. And so, guys, I really appreciate you. I thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would really appreciate if you would leave a review, if you're listening to Apple or honestly any platform. It's available on all platforms, and so be sure to share and leave a review or rate the podcast, because it definitely helps me as your host and also helps other listeners. And so definitely that would be so appreciated. And yeah, I will see you guys in episode 3, and I'll be having a guest on that episode, but I just really wanted to come on for episode 2 to talk about my heart and just kind of reshare the goals and the vision for season 2. And so I love you guys so much, and I'm so incredibly thankful for you. I hope you're having a great morning, a great evening, or a great day whenever you're listening to the podcast. And remember to abide in the Lord, because he desires a relationship with you. Love you guys so much, and I hope you're having a great day. Talk to you later. Well, I'll see you in episode 3. Bye. Well, friends, that is all for this week's episode. I pray that you enjoyed it. I hope that it was insightful for you. Be sure to stay up to date on all things Abide and Thrive on Instagram at Abide and Thrive Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you all in another episode next week. Bye!